Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in the beginning of Simon Reish Pei Hei. We are on the bottom of page Samach Gimel, about to turn on to page 126. And we are going to learn the halachos of Likro HaParsha Shnai Mikra V'Echa Targum. Learning the Parsha Shnai Mikra V'Echa Targum. So the Mechaber says in Siv Aleph, Afal pi sha'odom shomea kol ha-Torah kula kol Shabbos b'tzibur, even though a person hears the whole Torah being read every Shabbos in the tzibur, chayiv likros la'atzmo b'chol shavua parshas oso ha-shavua shnayim mikra v'echa targum. Still a person is chayiv to read to himself every week that week's parsha, two times the psukim and one time the targum, afilu atoros v'divon, even the pasuk of atoros v'divon. So says the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Aleph, likros la'atzmo b'chol shavua, a person has a chiyuv to read to himself every week, hainu, shalo yakdim likros kodem oso shavua, you shouldn't be makdim, you shouldn't read that week's parsha earlier, before that week starts, v'gam lo ya'achir, and you also shouldn't delay it after that week, d'tzarech la'ashlem parshiosi v'matzibur, you have to finish up your parshios together with the tzibur, so you want to stay on pace with what the tzibur is reading. The chol hamashlim parshios of imatzibur, and anyone who does this, he does shnayim mikra v'echa targum, and he finishes his parshios with the tzibur. Marichin lo yomav u'shnosav, says the Gemara, he gets length of days and years. He gets a long life, so a pretty good schar for one who does shnayim mikra v'echa targum. Now, in the back of the sefer, in note number 2 on page 21. He points out that the source of this takana that Aruch HaShulchan says is that Moshe was misakin, and when Moshe was misakin to Lane, he was also misakin that we should learn Shnayim Mikra V'Echa Targum. And then he writes in note number 2, the reason why they were misakin to do Shnayim Mikra V'Echa Targum, the Beis Yosef writes, "Kidei she rogil b'mesh ha-tzibur korim," you should be familiar with that which the tzibur is reading. "V'alavush kosav shu kidei she abaki v'rogil b'teira," a person should be an expert, he should be a rogil in Torah. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vaitis of Katan Beis, Shnayim Mikra, Avalu Yikra Echad Mikra V'Echad Targum. But don't read the Psukim once and the Targum once, V'Yechavin Lishmoa Meshulat Tzibur. And then for the second time, just listen to the Chazan on Shabbos. Do not do that. Elatzarech Likros Beis Pa'omin Mikra Chutz Mimashe Shom Meshulat Tzibur. You must read the Psukim two times besides what you hear from the Shulat Tzibur. Im Lo Shekara Oz Gam Kein Bepiv. Very important. Unless, of course, you read along with your mouth. So you shouldn't just listen to the chazan, but if you read along with the Baal Kari on Shabbos, that would count. V'ayim b'magin Avram sivkoton ches, shekosa b'shem lechem chamudos, d'b'dievet yotze pamachas b'mesh sheshomim mishal tzibur. The Magid Avram brings in the lechem chamudos, that b'dievet you are yotze one time with just hearing it from the chazan. V'yesh achronen shemachmir mafilu d'yevet, there are those achronim that are machmir even b'dievet. Note number 5 in the back of the Sefer on page 21 explains the reason, says in this in Karelitz, there are two chiyuvim. There's a chiyuv of kriyas haTorah b'tzibur, and there's another chiyuv of a person being mashal in parashiyos b'tzibur. And by hearing it from the shel tzibur, harei lo yotze yidei achiyuv l'hashal in parashiyos b'tzibur, that's a separate chiyuv. You're hearing the laning, that's a separate chiyuv than shnayim mikra. V'hosev, and he adds on, sheledei azu gama balkorei. According to this, says in this in Karelitz, even the one who's laning, shekorei asha parashiyos b'tzibur, is laning in the tzibur, lo ola lo kriyasa lo shnayim mikra v'echa targum, it won't count towards a shnayim mikra, kevan she kriyasa hi machmas hachiyuv shel kriyasa Torah b'tzibur. There's two separate chiyuvim, that's why some say you can't count it just listening to the chazan. According to this, even the one who's laning, if it's a separate chiyuv, so his laning is for the kriyasa Torah for the tzibur, not for his personal shnayim mikra v'echa targum, so that would not work. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayitru in the middle of Sivkotan Beis, ubeinyan akriya, in terms of how one should be noyhig his shnayim mikra v'echa targum, yesh deos bazeh bein achronim, there are differing opinions in achronim. Yesh omrim sheikra kol pasuk beis pa'omim v'targum alav. Some say you read pasuk by pasuk. You read each pasuk two times, and then you read the targum. And note number 6 in the back, he writes that the minhag of the Chofetz Chaim himself brings Rav Vosner in the Shevet HaLevi that he heard a trustworthy edus that the Chofetz Chaim was knowing to read every pasuk twice, and afterwards he read the Targum, and then he read Rashi, and then he read the Ramban. So that's how the Chafetz Chaim was nohig. Continues the Mishabura, that's Shita number one. V'yesh omrim sheyikra kol parsha beis pa'amim v'achak al ha'targum. Some say that you read each parsha. Now when we say each parsha, we don't mean the parsha of the week, we mean each section that's ending with a pei or a samach. So you read each section, each parsha two times, and then you read the targum on that section. Hainu sheyikra kol parsha psucho stuma beis pa'amim. You'll read each parsha that's a psucho or a stuma two times. V'achak al ha'targum. So those are the two basic mahalchim. We'll see other ideas throughout the Shir Mitzvah Shem. Uvah Magen Avraham uvashari tshuva mitzadin in kedei arishona. The Magen Avraham and the Shari Tshuva lean towards the first side, like the Chafetz Chaim apparently, that you do pasuk by pasuk. Ubesefer Maaseh Rav Isa, the Maaseh Rav brings down Shagra Nog Lomer Atagrum Achar Kol Parsha Psucho Stuma. And the Gros was Noheg the second way, after the whole Parsha Psucho Stuma, then he read the Targum. O Achar Mokum Shanira Yoser Hefsek Ha'inyan, or any other place where it seemed like it was a stopping point. And the Mishabur ends off and says, Uda Ovid Kemar Ovid, Uda Ovid Kemar Ovid. If you do like him, it's good. If you do like him, it's good. Choose the Mahalach that works best for you. In note number 9, in the back of the Sefer, again on the bottom of page 21, they point out that similar ukein pshara bein hadeos, a little compromise between the two shitas, says of Yaakov Kamenetsky, sheyikra pam achas parsha shlema, you should first read a full parsha psucho stuma, upam shnia yikra pasuk imatargum. So you read the whole section one time, and then you'll go back pasuk by pasuk, reading the pasuk again, and then reading the targum. That's a sort of pshara between the two opinions that we have seen. Continues the Mishabru in the last line on page Samech Gimel. Mishu Baki Betamu B'Nekudos Ba'peh. One who is an expert at the trup and in the kudos, he's very familiar with the laning. Tov Lahadir Likros B'Sefer Torah Gufa. It's better to do your Shtayim Mikra from the Sefer Torah itself. Now the Mechaber ended off and said that you have to do Shtayim Mikra V'Chatargum even at Toros V'Divum. So says the Mishabru, Sefkotan Gimel, Rotzalom Ramit Zazay Afo Pishayim Bo Targum. Even though there is no Targum on that Pasuk, V'hu adin Ruvain v'Shimon v'Kayotzei baza, and so too psukim that are just listing names that have no real targum on them, tzorech likros gimel pa'amim. So then you read the pasuk three times. V'yesh machmirim, there are those who are machmir de ba'atoros v'divon. Sheyesh bo targum Yerushalmi tzorech likros shama targum. Some say, although there's no targum ungus on that pasuk, but there's a targum Yerushalmi, so you should read it shnayim mikra v'elcha targum of the Yerushalmi. Note 13 points out across from page 126 that the Maraschias and the Makar Chaim explain that according to the Shita, which is the Shita of the Tur, hatargum shekosev al pasuk zeb b'unklus hu me targum Yerushalmi. If you look in our Chumashim, apparently you will see a targum there. So that is not targum unklus. It's in targum unklus, but it is a targum Yerushalmi, which the Mishabura says that you should read. Continues the Mechaber Sif Beis. Im lomar haparsha bepirish Rashi. If one learnt the parsha with Rashi, choshuv kemo targum. That is considered like targum. V'yirei shemayim yikra targum v'gam pirish Rashi. One who fears heaven should do both. He should do shnayim mikra v'echa targum and pirish Rashi. Says the Mishabura Sif Katan Daud. Pirish Rashi. Shum mefarish es hamikra kemo shum mefarish hatargum v'yosem imenu. Rashi explains the pasuk similar to what the targum does, and he goes even further. He explains more. Aval, imkra bishar laz. If you just read it in any other language, shum mefarish rak es hamilos l'chud, that this language is just explaining the words, just teaching the words, lo yasa yidei chavosu b'mekom targum. That cannot replace a targum. So Rashi, who explains what's going on, as we'll see, he brings the chazals and he goes deeper, that could replace a targum, but stama teach in other languages will not replace a targum. L'fi shar targum mefarish kamedvorim she'ein lohavim mitoch hamikra. Because the targum explains certain things that you can't understand from the psukim themselves, and therefore you can't replace targum with an English translation. Sivkotan hey choshev kmo targum. So he said again in the mechaber that if you learnt the parsha with Rashi, that's considered like the targum. Ve'alkein yotze b'masha korei shnei pa'am enikru ve'echa pirish Rashi. Therefore, zakta chavetz chaim yotze if you read two times the psukim and one time Rashi. Ve'osan psukim she'en aleihem pirish Rashi, and those psukim that Rashi doesn't speak on, yikra osan shalosh pa'am. Again, like we saw before, you will read those psukim three times. Misha eno bar hachi sheyovenes pirish Rashi. One who is not holding by understanding Rashi, roi likros beferish atayra sheyesh b'lashon Ashkenaz bizdanenu. He should read the perushim of the Torah that are written in lashon Ashkenaz that we have in our times. Kegon sefer tseena urena v'keyotze baza, like tseena urena or similar things. Hamivarim es aparsha al pi pirish Rashi u'shar chachamenu zal. Habnuyam al yisora Talmud, that they are explaining the psukim based on Rashi and the other chachamim. That's all based on the Gemara. Now there's a very important note over here, note number 15. Mitamza Hora Goner Moshe Feinstein. Based on this, Rav Moshe says, Shemoel Likro Pirish Rashi Be'anglit. You could read Rashi's Pirish in English, Betur Targum, as your Targum, Mishum Shelo Gora Dover Zeh Mikriyas Perushe Torah B'Lashon Ashkenaz. It's no worse reading the art scroll Rashi that has the English, explains Rashi. It's no worse than Seno Reno or any other thing that the Mishabura here is referring to that you understand in your language that explains the Rashi and what Chazal are telling us. So that's a very important psak of Adef and Ramosha, that you could read the English Rashi would count for your Shtambik of Targum. The Mechaber ended off and said, a Yirei Shamayim should read the Targum and the Pirish Rashi. So says the Mishabura, it's the Katan Vov. Kya Targum Yeshlo Maila. There is a Maila to Targum Unklus. Shenitan Bissinai. It was given in Har Sinai. The Gamum Mefarish Komila Umila. And it explains every single word. Upirish Rashi Yeshlo Maila. And the Pirish of Rashi also has a Maila. Shumefarish Esainyan Alpi Midrashay Chazal Yosei Mer Targum. Rashi explains the Psukim based on Chazal more than the Targum. So there is a Maila of both Rashi and the Targum, and therefore the Mechaber says that Yerei Shemaim should do both. Ube'emes says the Chavetz Chaim, Kein Roi Linhog. This is the proper way to be knowing, L'chol Adam, for all people, She'yilmod B'kol Shavua Hasidra and Pirish Rashi Levar HaTargum. That every person should learn the Parsha with Rashi besides the Targum. Ki Yesh Kama Parshios BaTorah. There are certain Parshios in the Torah. Ube'prat D'chelek VaYikra. Specifically in Sefer it's impossible to understand them based on the Targum alone, and therefore everyone should learn Rashi as well. If you look at note number 17, he points out a very important thing. Ubechashivas limud pirish Rashi. In terms of the importance of learning Rashi, the Chavetz Chaim himself adds on in his Igros Umamarim, Shelo Yomar Ha'odom Shemavir Saparsha Shlamikav Eretagim, Ubeze Yotze Idechova. Don't think that just doing Shlamikav Eretagim Yotze Yerchiv. Ki Bizman HaGemara Hayatagim Limud Godol Venechbat Shal Yodo Hevino Hamon HaSatora. In the olden days, in the times of the Gemara, reading the Targum, which is an uncle, that was their language, so they understood it, so that did the job. Masha Ein Kein Etzleinu Zatach Chavetz Chaim. That's not the case nowadays. Ein Yotzim Yedechova Betargim. Zatach you can't even be yotze your chiyuv with targum. Lefish ein hamone bnei Yisrael mevinim also. Most people are not understanding it. V'tzarech lebir nechbat shi'afareh shetev as a Torah. You need a beautiful pirish that explains well the Torah. Ubiur Rashi hu kazeh. That's what Rashi is. Vu etzleinu medina b'mokum atargum. And that is for us medina in the place of the targum. That's an amazing Chavetz Chaim, emphasizing the importance of learning Rashi on the Parsha. Continues the Mishabura, we're halfway down, Sivkot and Vav. Mi she'ein biyodo Targum. One who does not have access to the Targum. Rak ha'chumish levad yeshlo. All he has is the chumish. Yikra shnei pa'am in mikra. He should do the shnei mikra. V'achar kach she'yizdamin lo Targum yomar. When he gets a Targum later on, he should say it. If he knows he's not going to get a Targum later on, in note 18 they bring from the Prima Gadim, that he should read the Pesukim three times, like we saw before, when there's no Rashi, there's no Unklus, so you read the Pasuk three times. If you don't have access to it, you'll also read the Pasuk three times. Continues the Mishavura, Lo Yikra Pasuk Mu'uchar Kodem HaMuktam El Yikra Kaseder. Don't go out of order. Read the Shnai Mikra in order. And note number 19 in the third paragraph points out a very interesting thing. Let's say you missed a week of Shnai Mikra and you want to make it up the next week. So what do you do first? Let's say you missed Toldos. You want to go next week Vayetze. Do you do Vayetze Toldos or Toldos Vayetze? So that's a machlokas that's brought down over here. He says in the third paragraph, in Dileg Shavua Echad Milikro Shamikra Targum. So the Shulchan Aruch explains later on that you can be mashim till Shmini Atzeres. If he's omed achshav likro shtei parshios, so the Marsham writes sheyukra tchilas a parsha shezvana b'shivu hazeh. Start with vayetze, do the present week first. The achakach as a parsha that's our last one, like tashlumin. Go back to last week's parsha afterwards. V'hamarsham hevi sheish cholkim. The Marsham brings the others argue. V'sovim they hold no sheyikra tchilas a parsha shezarach lahashlim. First read the old parsha. The achagach yikra as a parsha shezvu hazeh. Then do this week's. Mishum sheish likro kaseid our parsha. You're supposed to go in order. And like the Orzo writes, if you miss a parsha of leining and you're making up the next week two parshios, you do the old parsha first, so you do not go out of order. Continues the Mishnah Berurah, lo yikra targum tchila v'achach mikra. Besides not going out of order, don't read the targum before the mikra. Elo yikra l'chatchila shnayim mikra mikodem. First read two times the pasuk or psukim, v'achar kach targum. Now if you look at the Shaar Tzion and Os Yud, he writes, this is from the Divrei Chamudus al Arosh. Ayin Shom Shekosav. Look over there that he writes, "Dibidyeved yotze af bekori targum beemtza." Bidyeved, you are yotze if you read mikra, targum, and then went back to mikra. Kedemuchap levush behedya. The levush says that explicitly. And if you look at note number 21, he points out that the Chazon Ish hedif likro b'ofen zeh. This is the way the Chazon Ish did it. Pam achas kara mikra. He first read the psukim. V'achakach targum, and then targum, u'la'achar mikain pam shniya mikra. So he actually did this. He put the targum in between. U'v'tama dover bir agon of this in Karelitz. So this in Karelitz explained why the Chazon Ish did this. Kevan sha targum mor la'avonas ha-mikra. The targum helps you understand the psukim. By reading the psukim again, specifically the second time, now you're chapping it better based on the targum. The Makor Chaim says that's the best way to do it. So again, even though the Mishnah Berurah says do the Shnayim Mikra, then the Echad Targum, and the Shaar Tzion says with the evidence it's okay to do 1-1-1, but then we seem to see the Chazon Ish does it. The Makor Chaim says that's the best way. Continues the Mishnah Berurah, im efshar lo shelo yafsik b'Shnayim Mikra ve'Echad Targum al shum dover. If you're able not to interrupt your Shnayim Mikra for anything else, hu tov v'yofem ba'o. That is very geschmack, not to interrupt. Now what does that mean? So some of Farshim say it's al pisod, not to interrupt. And others say, as we'll see in a second, that it's not al pisod, it's just pashut. You're not like mevatel Torah. If you're in the middle of learning, you don't stop your learning. So you're learning, so you don't stop in the middle. Look in the Shaar Tzion and Os Yud Aleph, he writes, nearly, dizo af bein parsha l'parsha, even between the parsha, you shouldn't stop. Aval be'emtze in yana, if you're in the middle of a sugya, min adin asar l'hasi, of course you can't stop. Kamo shamru chazalik chazal tell us, a posting with the Torah of Osei b'divrei sicha, person who stops his learning and starts schmoozing with other things, ma'achilin oso gachalei resom, and he's fed hot coals. The efshar shalazeh kiven abirhetev shekosav, the iser godo lahafsik b'kriya shamik v'achatagim b'dibur. So the way the Shaar Tzion is bringing it down, that the point of not interrupting is not a din in shamikra, it's a din in limud haTorah, you're being mevatel Torah. Fine, says the Mishnah Berurah Vayter. Now if you look at note number 20, he writes, Umisha noeg likro kol yom chelek mea parsha. A person who is noeg to read every day a part of the parsha, Kemosha kosel halen, like we'll see later on, Ruchayim Kineski writes, Shevadai mutter lahasik la'achar shesiyah ma'ashadai v'likro ba'osa yom. If you do every day a little bit, of course you're allowed to stop. You're not mechuyot to sit down and in one sitting do the whole parsha. V'rakim in hogo likro es kol ha'parsha b'ritzifos l'yasik b'emtza. If your minog is, you sit down in one sitting do the whole thing, then you shouldn't stop. But if you do, let's say, an aliyah day, which we didn't see yet, but we will see shortly. So then avada, when you finish that aliyah, you stop. If you do one parsha a day, so when you finish that parsha, avada, you can stop. Back to the Mishnah Berurah, v'chein ra'isim ha'medatikim osim kein. That's how I saw the medatikim. They don't interrupt the middle. V'chein ro'il ba'al nefesh lasos. That's what ba'al nefesh should do. He should not interrupt. But again, from what they bring down over here, it seems to be that it's just more of a bittul Torah like a thing. But there are achronim that say it's al piso that you should not be interrupting. Let's see one more sif. Sif Gimel. Miyom rishon ve'ela choshev imat zibur. From Sunday and onward is considered imat zibur. He's supposed to do shtaymik v'chatargum. Finish your parshas with the tzibur. Starting Sunday is considered with the tzibur. Explains the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Zayin. Since at Shabbos Mincha we start reading next week's Parsha, so once you start after the laning of next week's Parsha, that's considered you're already doing it with the Tzibur. And if so, that which the Mechaber says from Sunday and onward, he doesn't mean Sunday, he means from Mincha and Shabbos. From when Mincha and Shabbos is the end of Shabbos, so that's when you could start doing it. Doesn't mean Sunday, it's Lav Dafka. It means after the Tzibur lanes next week's Pasha, Shabbos Mincha, you could already start on Shnai Mikra for next week's Pasha. Sivkoton Ches, Choshev Ima Tzibur, that's already considered doing it Ima Tzibur. Kama Achronim Kostu, some Achronim write, Demin Amuv Chorhu Likrosa Be'er Shabbos, that the best way is to do Shnai Mikra on Friday. Vayim b'shar tshuva ubesefer Matthew the Kosov the imu kore mitchilas hashavua v'hala. The Matthew the writes that if you start reading it from the beginning of the week and go weiter, who gam came v'chlau mitzvah ramuvchor, that's also the mitzvah ramuvchor. It's also great. Ukemosh the Kosov the Beis Yosef, and like the Beis Yosef writes, the Mucha came in the Rambam, that that's clear from the Rambam. V'chein b'sefer Ma'aser Rav Kosov. So to the Ma'aser Rav writes, ban hogas ha'gro, that the minhag of the gro was she'anoeik tekef achar atfilo b'chol yom, every morning at the Shachris, he was noeg likro mitzas me'asidra shnaimika v'chatagim v'sai b'er Shabbos. The Gra did a little bit each day after Shachris, and he finished it up on Erev Shabbos. Very important note, note number 24, and we'll end the shiur with this. Note 24 says, v'chein achazunish, noeg lomar kol yom tzas me'aparsha. We saw how he did it, but we didn't see when he did it. Right? He did it. He read the Psukim once, and then he went back to the Targum, and then he went back to the Psukim. That's what we saw. Now we see the minhag of the Chazon Ish was to do every day part of the Parsha. Elo shayamashir Parsha achas lekora b'Shabbos la'achar atfila baboker. But he saved the last part of the Parsha to do after davening on Shabbos morning. V'noah Canaan, he was knowing this way. Kevon sheba'ofen zen nechshav shemashlim parshios v'ma tzibur. Again, Chazal tells us you should finish your Parshas with the Tzibur. Zot the Chazon Ish, I'm going to finish the Shabbos morning after davening. Right after the Tzibur finishes their laning, so that's when the Chazon Ish finishes Shnai Mikra, that's called finishing it with the Tzibur. And one more very important note, Hanoeg, continuing in note 24, Hanoeg Likro Biom Rishon Ad Sheni, one who is Noeg on Sunday to read the first Aliyah till Sheni, V'chein Hala, every day he does another Aliyah. So far we have not seen this brought down, all we discuss is going Pasuk by Pasuk, Parsha by Parsha, but here we see for the first time in note 24, one who is knowing to do an aliyah a day. Av she'enu mafsik the parsha psucho stuma, even though he's not stopping by the end of a portion of a parsha that's psucho stuma, says Rechaim Kanievsky, she rashai lasos kain, you can, yes, do that. Kedei shelo yisbalbel heichanu oches. That way you won't get confused where you're up to. It's much easier to keep the cheshvin that I'm up to sheini or shlishi than finding which little pei or which little samach you're up to when a lot of them might look familiar, they might be similar kinds of topics, it might be confusing. So here we see for the first time that Chaim Kanievsky brings down that would be okay. I think that is many people do that. So Chaim Kanievsky says that is fine. We will stop here, and Amir Shem will see the rest of the halachos of Shnai Mikra in the next year.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Eon shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.